Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Open Mic Tuesday night, and welcome everyone. New York, and the program where you can pick your own subject and talk about whatever you want, open mic. So we're happy you to join us. I don't know where my engineer is. I was late coming in, and I want to thank one of my listeners for alerting me. The program was on. All right, Inner Sight Open Mic. And we're live. Let's see if we can get the phones open. That's another question. All right, we're brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue and Verizon.net. Big East, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and once again, helping us to have food for my Akita guide dog. Greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much for the food. Big East, Akita Rescue, Verizon.net. That's the email. And you can look at their website. All right. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services for your animal. Give Gary a call. 631, the wrong number. Wait a minute. There it is. 631-484-3085. Five. Nobody starved on Long Island for dog food, cat food, and ask him about the veterinarian help. All right, we thank Gary for helping thousands of people. Let's see, what else we got? All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey Foster of Antio Quindo and baby, see, little Tommy and Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them who have passed on. Every child is important. Go an extra mile for a child. On Inner Sight, we remind you and remind everyone. The politicians ought to do a lot more to protect children. All right, Silo. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization here in Suffolk County, New York, for their support of Inner Sight. We greatly appreciate that. Any information you're looking for on the disabled, give them a call. 310-7929, Silo. And, of course, we thank the friends at Suffolk Bus Corp for helping Inner Sight. And everybody else, I want to thank my buddy John out there in Nassau County, New York, for helping Inner Sight. Greatly appreciate that. You know, people don't have to give big donations. You add up a lot of small donations, and it makes a big difference. And we get a lot of that. So, keeps the program on the air and keeps the hope alive and the dream of inner sight, like tomorrow night, talking about these nursing homes, how they can be used to help everyone, turn them into accessible housing instead of what we have now. You know, I was thinking lately, and I come up with different comparisons, and the agencies and the government caters without guns. In fact, that's the title of Thursday night's show coming up. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the office number, 24/7. You can call anytime you want. All right. I don't know where the Able News is, but we'll try to see if we can get that in later. See if our engineer shows up. And I'm proud to say that we helped Suzanne today to clear up her doctor bill with the holistic doctor. I'm not going to mention his name because I haven't cleared it with him that he wants his name out. But he's a holistic doctor, and he's a medical doctor, and he's helped her in the past to feel better, and we're hoping that since Inner Sight is able to help a little bit, we're hoping that she's going to be helped in a much bigger way, back on her feet, and at least have halfway normal health. So Inner Sight cares, all right? Now, since we have set the example for other agencies and anyone who would like to help, we'd like to see them, the other agencies, commit to helping people who don't have the means and who would like to get into holistic health that the insurance companies and the Medicaid and all that, and Medicare won't pay for. These other agencies don't do the job that they should be doing. All right. And we're going to talk about that in connection with the nursing homes tomorrow night on Inner Sight. And by the way, we're on television on the reruns tomorrow night at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997 is the channel, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Thursday night, we're on the Altice right here on Long Island, 7:30. And that's channel 20. Thursday night, or I should say, Thursday night, 7:30, channel 20. And, of course, this program is on every night, 8 to 9, every weeknight. Inner Sight Live. Let's see. Monday night, we do a program called Mad or Glad. You could sound off about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night, tonight, is open mic. Wednesday, the nursing home program. Our main goal with these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. That way, people won't have to worry about going to a nursing home. They won't be there. Thursday, we pick different subjects, and Friday, of course, is the funnies. So join us on Friday and have a little fun. You know, goof off, act stupid or whatever. We'll have Jimmy Dinigan on Friday night to tell you about another one of Jimmy's escapades, you know. Oh, the day he brought balloons to school filled with water. What a riot that was. Yeah, did it again in his practical jokes, you know. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and I want to give the phone number out, but I don't hear my engineer. But if you want to jot it down anyway, if you're listening to the show, 213-816-1650, open mic on Inner Sight Live. And, of course, what's on people's minds these days is this horrible conflict going on in the Ukraine with Russia and all that, and all the wasted resources that are being tossed around, you know, oil, gas, and I'm sure a lot more that we're not hearing about. You know, how about food, money? And what about the, you know, we talk about the Russians invading Ukraine, the Russian government and all that. What about the people, the poor people in Russia who don't want any of this to happen, who you know, are really in the way and being made to suffer because this guy wants power and whatever it is he's trying to get in Ukraine. So you gotta think of the average person in Russia, and I'm sure there are a lot of them who would like to see this guy brought to justice, this leader. I don't even want to mention his name on my show, but I think everybody knows it. You know, the country has to be suffering under this leader. And all the, I wonder how many people they're able to have left Russia. You know, and got out of there. Maybe have relatives in the United States or another country, and who have pulled up roots and just gotten the hell out of there because of what's going on. I don't know. I don't listen to the news that much. I only listen to the business end of it. I'm not a news person. I don't have a television or a radio. So I get information from who want to volunteer it and, you know, call me and so on and so forth. So our hearts go out to the Russian people who are opposed to this conflict. And who, what was it last week or so? How the president of Ukraine made a statement about how the Russians are warring against fellow countrymen. I mean, that's horrible. You know, how many of those people are friends and relatives who have taken up in Ukraine? And they have relatives in Russia. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. I mean, it never does when, you know, there's violence and killing and all that. Remember, too, there is justice. There is a good element in here. And nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I believe that all these people that are a part of this horrible trouble are going to be brought to justice. All right, Inner Sight open mic, and it may turn out to be a one-man open mic. I don't know. But whatever it is, it is. And we'll try to hold down the fort. We're gonna take a pause here. Stand by. We gotta break the station. Stand by. Inner Sight, stand by. Apologize for the dead air. Inner Sight, open mic. All right, we're back live, and you're listening to Open Mic, Inner Sight. We don't have an engineer, so if you want to call in, you'll have to do so by recording a comment on the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. Record your comment if you want to make one, and we will pick it up and paraphrase it tomorrow night. Hopefully, when we'll have an engineer. But this is open mic, and you can pick your subject. I heard on the news that the baseball season is going to be delayed. That there's a Players Association striking. I don't know what the latest is with that. I don't know if they settled it or not. But I used to be a big baseball fan, you know. Brooklyn Dodgers. That was my team years ago. The old Brooklyn. We used to call them the Brooklyn Bums. Affectionately, you know. And I remember some of the great, great players when they say baseball was baseball. A lot different today, you know. But the same game, but it's a lot different. Remember the old Gil Hodges, Duke Snyder, Roy Campanella, Jackie Robinson, the great black guy who suffered through the whole business of discrimination in baseball. And all the guys, you know, Lou Brock, Roberto Clemente, who died very young in a plane crash. Some of the great players on all the teams. Pete Rose was another guy who got in trouble for gambling on the games. There was a guy recently, Calvin somebody, one of the football players who I believe was suspended for betting on the games. You know, when you're, I would imagine that when you're betting on a particular team, if you're on that team especially, you know, you're going to try to influence the outcome. I guess that's what they want to deter on betting. And, you know, also having some kind of inside information on teams and all, and friends and all that stuff. So that's been going on for years and years and years, and they'll never really stop that. I mean, they can punish people and all that and fine them and all that, but that will never really stop. It's going to go on. I don't know how you can really stop that. People are going to be people. That's why you need maybe better laws, stronger laws, you know. Certainly you need that for the disabled. No doubt about that. Things that we have to go through and suffer through and deal with and be unprotected. I mean, the simple basic thing that people take for granted, you know. Like the other day, I'm walking down the street, and where I live, there's what I call partial sidewalks, you know. You have to walk partially on the sidewalk and partially in the road. So I'm walking on this one sidewalk, and not only is it narrow, cars and vehicles parked over the sidewalk. In other words, half on the parking, half on the lot, and half on the sidewalk. So we come to an obstacle, and my dog stops and slows down and is warning me that there's an object there. Now, I was able to fit through, but I'm thinking to myself, now what if the person going through this with a wheelchair? And let's say, for instance, that they're also visually impaired. You know? So they're going to have to stop. Back up, go down the ramp, and go around, be in the road. That seems like a small thing. You know, for those who are not disabled, of course, it's no big deal. But it's things like that add up and become big things. You know, and people get away with it. Nothing significant really happens to people who put these obstacles out there. And that reflects on the more serious things. Person being forced into a nursing home and they take all your money and take away your home. And don't provide good care. Don't allow the home health aides in the nursing home that normally would help the person. I mean, you could talk about the quality of home health aid, but if that aid was allowed into the nursing home, a person would have a much better chance to get better care. At least. And then, of course, they didn't take all your money. At least you'd have some money to get some decent food if you want it. So the law doesn't protect us the way it should. And I've always said, I really believe it, that we are the forgotten people. We who are disabled and elderly and who have to struggle with these situations are the forgotten people of society. And I can't imagine how many people now, both in Russia and the Ukraine, who are disabled, who are struggling even more than the person who's not disabled because of all these sanctions and everything else, and the fact that the government in general in Russia doesn't care about the average person. And, you know, I can just imagine that the same thing is happening in the Ukraine. Disabled people. So you have a dilemma because you want to talk about protection. We are not protected internationally as a people either. You know, you look at the situation in not Sweden, but the other country, Australia. You know, horrible, horrible people over there who would interfere with a blind person's guide dog. Now, to me, any country like that is not a good country. That's a horrible place that does not acknowledge a blind person's dog as being somebody's eyes and safety. You know, if they treated everyone in Australia the way they treat us, the disabled, with our service dogs, their country wouldn't last 6 months. It's horrendous. And we called the UN and left a message for the Human Rights Division. Never heard from them. Never. Not even a courtesy phone call. So this is what's going on. See, the UN allows us who are disabled to be abused around the world. And in this country, we are supposed to have freedom and protection. It's even worse because this is supposed to be the country that's setting the example for these kind of things. All right. I want to wish my friend Doug out there in California speedy recovery. He's fighting cancer. A buddy of mine, we go way back to when Stevie Wonder was a kid, when he was little Stevie Wonder. Doug worked for Steve, and we recently hooked up. We had him on the show, in fact, a little over a month ago, I guess, comic. And I want to wish him a great, great, speedy recovery. Now, there's an example of, you know, when I said to him the other day on the phone, I said, you ought to try holistic. He said, well, I don't have the money, you know. All I have is the VA. And then he commented, and they're killing me. You know, they're giving me this treatment that I can't deal with. And, you know, he went into how it's making him ill and all that. So there's another way the agencies and the government do not acknowledge us. How many people in this country have gone to doctors for years and years and years taken all these drugs, lived through the side effects of the drugs, and have gotten worse. And the agencies stand by, and they don't give one damn. Now, we did a little thing today. It wasn't a lot of money. I'm not going to go into the total because it doesn't matter. But we set the example today of how the agencies who have the money should look at people and operate and say, hey, you've been going to these doctors for 10 years, 20 years. Try another way. You know, we'll help you finance it. We'll pay for it. You're disabled. We're supposed to have money to help the disabled. So we're going to amend our mission statement to start doing some of these things. InnerSight doesn't have to amend their mission statement, because our mission statement is to help any disabled person in any which way we can. All right? So we'd like to see some of these other agencies do this. And there are millions of people who need that kind of help and can't get it. You know, listening to this commercial on the radio on some of the big stations about a guy who says he woke up and he wasn't feeling good and he knew something was wrong, and said this happened about 5 years ago. He went to the doctor and the doctor took some blood, and he said the doctor came in and he sat down next to me and said, I might have leukemia, you know. And he's saying, you know, how supposedly this doctor was good to him, you know. Well, usually the first question is, what insurance do you have? See, this commercial's not realistic, because if it were, it would be open-minded and say that there are many treatments, types of treatments for leukemia and other types of fatal diseases. And they don't look at it that way. So, to me, that's not a realistic, that's not a wholesome type of book. Doesn't cover every type of possible healing. And then there's another commercial out about how in New York City there's going to be some kind of a walk in June for suicide prevention. All right. Now, I had several people on my television show over the years whose relatives, one woman that I can recall, her sister was suicidal and lost her life like that, and was taking a drug, and the show was about how this drug made her feel like she wanted to commit suicide. Now, my big concern is about this walk, this march, or whatever it is. Are these people, this group, whatever it is, suicide prevention or whatever they call themselves, are they going to remove all these drugs that people are forced to take or that people take that cause the feeling that you want to commit suicide? Now, you know, I've heard this story so many times, so you know there's truth to it. In my mind, if they don't remove those drugs, they're using people. You know, I mean, the drug companies spend millions and billions of dollars to create drugs with these side effects, and many of them cause people to be suicidal. How many times have we heard that? And I blame the doctors, too. Why do they allow people to take this stuff? Stuff should be immediately gotten rid of out of the system so that people are not in danger. Of getting worse. And I, for one, intend to contact these people on this event and put the question to them, are you going to get rid of these drugs? Are you going to do something about it? And we'll see what kind of an answer we get. People have to be more open-minded to help. The different kinds of help that is out there. And there are so many things that help people that aren't acknowledged by the general medical population. Non-acknowledgement is actually causing people, to get worse. To get worse and lose their lives because, there's every chance should be explored and taken when life is at stake. So you heard it right here on In the Sight. We challenge these things just like we challenged women against drunk driving, mothers against drunk driving. A few years back when they wouldn't come on the show and talk about how people would get out and get off the railroad, the Long Island Railroad out here in New York, drinking on the railroad, beer, what have you, and they had what they call a bar car where you could buy liquor. And they also were selling it on the platforms before the person got on the train, which in itself is dangerous, being drunk on a train. And then they'd get off the train, and most of them, 95% of them, would get in their cars and drive. And the railroad allows them to drink on the train. Oh, when I called the mothers on drunk drivers, their reaction was, oh, we can't do anything about that. I said, what do you mean you can't do anything about that? Aren't you supposed to be against drunk driving? You got these people drinking on the train, getting off, and going right in their cars. So we took a stand on that, and then, sometime later, they dissolved all this. They don't sell alcohol anymore on the platform either, I notice. In a Sight strikes again. I believe it. We don't need credit. We don't need an award. We don't need all that stuff. That's not why we do it. We do it because we give a damn. We care about people, and therefore we say and announce the truth of what's going on. So it's the same thing all the way down the line. If you're a medical person and you see that your stuff is not working and people are getting worse and all that, and try another way. You need an organization to stand up with you, we'll do it. Call us at 631-224-3090, Inner Sight. Or email innersight@tmpmail.com. Don't put in attachments. We can't handle attachments. We get it by voice. All right? So, open mic without the phones. It's what I call a one-man open mic. All right, 8:45 New York. And we want to urge everyone to tune in Thursday night. We have a show title, talk about it, how the government and the agencies are like dictators without guns, a concept that we have created and dreamed up, and we'll tell you about it more on Thursday night, how we who are disabled, and it applies to the elderly too, have to deal with this. I mean, there are so many examples, many of them done to yours truly. And you know, it says in the Bible where it happened to one, it's happened to a lot more. And it's so true. So join us Thursday night show. We're gonna send it to the Twitter, and we're gonna send a note to the Associated Press, because it's so true that these agencies and this government are like dictators. And I can only tell you briefly, I don't want to give the whole show away, that we have met with the politicians, and we know it to be true that they act like dictators. So we'll explain that to you. We've met with them for many, many years now. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Able News, the newspaper on and about the disabled for about 30 years. And read Able News. You want to know what's going on with the disabled? They have various articles by experts. They have a calendar of events. They got a personal column in there, too. You want to try to find a companion? Sometimes we goof off with that. We kid around, but, you know, that's all in fun. Able News. You go online, ablenews.com, and you get a free subscription for the paper. So check it out. Look for our ad in Able News. We thank Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. Able News, containing info on Inner Sight. And this is open mic. Sorry about the phones. They're not on. If you want to comment, dial us up at 631-224-3090. And you can leave a comment. I want to apologize to Louie, because I know he always calls in. If you're listening, Lou, no phones tonight. But we'll try to get you in tomorrow night or Thursday. All right? Because Louie likes to promote our Friday show, which is on the funnies. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, one man open mic tonight. I don't know what happened to our engineer, but hey, people do the best they can. You know, we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. I'd like to see one of these agencies open up their doors and do a lot more for Inner Sight and help us change the system. You know, somebody said to me, "Well, what do you do about people who abuse the system?" Well, you're always going to have that. You have that now, and you're going to have that in the future. You bring them to justice. See? Have a law. Protect persons disabled. That doesn't mean they're exempt from the law. We don't want that. And a matter of fact, to the contrary. You know, give us stronger laws. Give us more strict laws. But give us the means to live our lives. See? That's what we say. That's what we want. In a few months will be the celebration of the Americans with Disability Act. How can you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you? You know, for me, it's the and you've heard me mention it before. For me, it's the horrible 6 years that I've been rejected from the accessoride with my guide dog, and not a damn thing has been done about it. Everybody got away with it. So, there you have it. And that's only one situation. How about all the other people that have had problems? And no enforcement of the law. Without enforcement, you have nothing. You could have the best law in the world. If it's not enforceable, what are you going to get out of it? And that's what we are lacking with this Americans with Disability Act, the enforcement to protect people and give us equality. All right, open mic, Inner Sight. And I want to apologize to everyone. No phones tonight. I want to make mention of my friend's sister, Carol, whose husband passed away, Buddy Mills, who was a radio personality for a while and passed away recently, and our deepest condolences to the wife and the family. All right. So Inner Sight remembers people. Inner Sight cares about people. And we will continue to do so and continue to bring you the truth that other people won't talk about. That's the difference between us and the others. You know, we will continue to let people know that there's a great injustice in this country toward the disabled and the elderly. And I think there's theory. And, of course, this should be part of the Americans with Disability Act, but it's not. I have the theory that many of these heads of agencies are haters of the disabled. And they shouldn't be in those jobs. Now, how do you come to that conclusion? Well, simple. Why aren't they fighting to bring about enforceable laws for us, people who own the nursing homes? I think most of them are haters of the disabled. To put somebody through that, take all their money, take their home, abuse them. Leave them laying there neglected. To me, that's a hater. And no law protects you. Sure, there's programs to get you out. But what good is that if the nursing home is still there to put you in? That doesn't make any sense. It's a half-assed situation. You know? we at Intersight, proud with the number two show in the country on the disabled, 113,000 listens and growing. And I believe it's because people like what we're saying. People believe that we make sense. And that's why they listen. All right, I want to thank everyone for listening. All our friends out there. Once again, we apologize for not having the phones open. Try to make up for it tomorrow night and so forth. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. If you're in a position to help financially, go to innersight.info and you can click on to the PayPal and make a financial commitment toward Inner Sight. If you believe in what we're saying, you believe in what we're trying to do, we thank you for that. So be with us tomorrow night on the nursing home program. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. That helps everyone. And it relieves the burden of the taxpayers. And frees people up to be more productive, including getting jobs and paying taxes. So tomorrow night, we'll talk about that and a lot more right here on Inner Sight. I want to thank everyone for being out there. Yeah, and be careful out there. A lot of obstacles, especially if you're traveling on foot and you're disabled and elderly, you know. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night, live, right here, innersight@pmpmail.com is our email, if you want to shoot us an email. All right, thank you. Inner Sight, everybody needs more. Inner Sight. We all need more, especially the Russian government. They need Inner Sight. If they had Inner Sight, they wouldn't be doing this to people. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.